SF St. Petersburg, Bulls by the Bay.
Hello, St. Pete, and thanks for tuning in to Bulls by the Bay, your weekly update from USF St. Petersburg. I'm Colleen Cherry, giving you the latest news from our vibrant waterfront campus. A new initiative at USF St. Petersburg in partnership with the James Museum of Western and Wildlife Art is showing just how powerful art can be. Through the Art in Mind project, students from the Judy Genshaft Honors College lead museum tours designed specifically for people with memory loss, including those with Alzheimer's or other forms of dementia. These guided experiences help participants unlock memories, express emotions, reduce stress, communicate more easily, and boost overall well-being. Since launching, the program has welcomed hundreds of community members, including veterans and children with traumatic brain injuries, while giving 56 students hands-on training. Offered free of charge thanks to a grant from the Brain and Behavior Research Foundation, Art in Mind aims to expand its research and encourage students to return as volunteer docents, ensuring this compassionate, creative work continues beyond the classroom. Tiffany Cheneville, a psychology professor at USF St. Petersburg, has been honored with the 2025 American Psychological Association Lifetime Award for accomplishments in ethics education, recognizing her decades-long dedication to ethics teaching and scholarship. Since joining USF in 2004, she's focused much of her work on ethical issues in pediatric and adolescent HIV treatment and research, and has explored tough topics such as confidentiality, consent capacity, and the responsibilities of mental health professionals. Beyond her research and classroom work, Cheneville has contributed internationally, including building ethics committee, infrastructure for medical students in India under a U.S. government-funded program, and serving as a Fulbright specialist to provide ethics training in South Africa. She also holds the Marie E. and E. Leslie Cole Endowed Chair in Ethics, organizes public ethics symposia, and has recently served in federal science policy fellowships, using her background to help advance public policy and scientific integrity. A new study by researchers at the University of South Florida College of Marine Science shows that some historic populations of the seaweed sargassum have dropped dramatically in North America over the past decade, particularly in the Sargasso Sea and the Gulf of Mexico. Despite a proliferation of sargassum mats in the tropical Atlantic over the same period, satellite data and field observations reveal a steep decline in healthy sargassum delivered to the Sargasso Sea since 2015. Scientists point to warming ocean temperatures, shifting nutrient levels, and changing circulation patterns as likely triggers for the decline. This drop could have serious ripple effects for marine ecosystems. Sargassum mats act like floating rainforests, providing vital habitat for turtles, shrimp, fish, crabs, and seabirds. If those mats continue to thin out, the animals that depend on them may suffer, and marine biodiversity along with them. Researchers say these changing patterns may mark the beginning of a major shift in sargassum distribution across the Atlantic Basin. Keep up with all the latest USF St. Petersburg news by visiting stpete.usf.edu. That's all for this week's Bulls by the Bay weekly news update. I'm Colleen Cherry, signing off till next week.
USF St. Petersburg, Bulls by the Bay!